Inna alhamdulillah, verily all praise is due to Allah, nahmaduhu, so we praise him, wa nasta'inuhu, we ask for his assistance, wa na'udhu bihi min shururi anfusina, and we seek refuge with him from the evils of our own selves, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina, and from the consequences of our bad deeds, man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu. Whomever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whomever Allah misleads, no one can guide. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. I testify openly that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Who's alone, having no partner, that right to be worshipped alone. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I testify openly that Muhammad was his servant and final messenger. We thank Allah Ta'ala continuously, and we ask him to increase us in goodness. We have come together here after Salat al-Isha on this evening preceding the sixth day of the month of Jumada al-Ula, 1437, which reminds us that we are less than 4 months away from the month of Ramadan. SubhanAllah, as it draws near, we look to, you know, ask Allah Ta'ala to bless us to reach Ramadan in safety and in good health with ikhlas and mutaba'ah, sincerity and following of His Messenger. We embark this evening in our next session, our second session out of eight, insha'Allah Ta'ala, in explanation of Surah Qaf, using the explanation of the great scholar, Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. May Allah have an abundance of mercy upon him. We have reached the statement of Allah in that surah, in our handout PDF, which is available online, currently at the top of the BeccaNet website for anyone who wants to put it on their phone. Or you can follow with us at the masjid on the men's side. On the board we have the text, walhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Rather, they have disbelieved in the truth. They have rejected the truth once it has come to them. بَلْ هُنَا لِلْإِضْرَابِ الْإِنْتِقَالِ. The word bel here, it's a rhetorical device. It has to do with closing off a topic and moving to another topic. Ending one topic and moving to another topic. لِلْإِضْرَابِ الْإِنْتِقَالِ. The Shaykh is going to show you there are two types of bel. Two ways that bell is used. وَلَيْسَتْ لِلْإِضْرَابِ الْإِبْطَالِ. This bell is not the bell that comes at the end of an idea to reject it and to cancel it, to mention a false claim and then say bell. Rather, what is correct is this. That's called بَلْ لِلْإِضْرَابِ الْإِبْطَالِ. That's for the usage of the word bell in order to cancel or oppose or to declare the falsehood of what has come before, and then move on. Here, لِأَنَّ الْأَوَّلَ ثَابِتْ. That is because what has been mentioned before this is established. What has been mentioned before this? بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ. They are shocked. They are taken aback that a warner has come to them. مِنْهُمْ. From their own selves. فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. So the disbelievers said, this is something that is astonishing, amazing. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. Is it the case that when we die and we are dirt, that we're going to be brought back? Huh? That is a very far off return. That is a very unbelievable type of return. SubhanAllah. This is what they said leading up to this. Then Allah Ta'ala has said, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُسُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ. We verily, we know what the earth takes away from their numbers. وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيدٌ. And we have a book that is preserving, a book that preserves everything with us. Then Allah says, بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ. So the bell here doesn't mean that what has been mentioned before this is wrong, but rather, now moving to another topic, lil-intiqal, moving to something else here, huh? So the Shaykh says, لِأَنَّ الْأَوَّلَ ثَابِتْ. Everything that's been mentioned remains effective and established, not that it's being cancelled. That's the usage of the word bel here. وَالثَّانِي زَائِدٌ عَلَيْهِ. Right? And now, everything after the bell is more additional information. وَهَذَا هُوَ الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَ بَلْ أَلَّتِي لِلْإِضْرَابِ الْإِبْطَالِ. That's the difference that exists between the two usages of the word bell. One is for ibtal, to negate something that's been said. وَبَيْنَ بَلْ أَلَّتِي لِلْإِضْرَابِ الْإِنْتِقَالِ. And the usage of the word bell that takes one from one topic to another topic, that moves along in the discussion without cancelling, rejecting or denouncing what has come before. فَصَارَتْ بَلْ لِلْإِضْرَابِ دَائِمًا. So bell is to close up a topic always, either to add on to it or to negate it and reject it, right? لكن إن كانت تبطل الأولى سموها إضراب إبطال. However, if it cancels what's come before it, then it's called إضراب إبطال. It's called the bell that is used to change topics and negate what was previously mentioned. وإن كانت لا تبطله. And if it doesn't cancel what has been mentioned before it, فهو إضراب انتقالي, then it is the إضراب, the bell being used to go from one topic to another topic. Now I realize, right, our brothers who are struggling with basic Arabic, this discussion is well into advanced Arabic, so don't be frustrated. The discussions about this level of Arabic, they are not the majority of what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen says in his tafsir. However, this is his first discussion about this verse. كَأَنَّهُ انْتَقَلَ مِنْ مَوْضُوعٍ إِلَىٰ آخَرٍ. As if here, we are now going into a new topic. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Nay, they disbelieved in, they reject the truth once it came to them. وَلَكِنَّ قُلُوبَهُمْ مُوقِنَةٌ إِلَّا أَنَّ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ تَكْذِبٌ. Their hearts are full of certainty, except it is their tongues that are lying. Their tongues are the ones that reject and lie. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. Just as Allah the Most High has said about the people of Fir'aun, the followers of Fir'aun. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا. And they rejected it, meaning the message of Musa, the truth that came from Musa. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. However, their inner souls were certain of it being the truth. ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. They rejected it, ظُلْمًا, out of oppression and عُلُوًا, and thinking themselves to be high and mighty and above such a message, or above following someone like Musa. That's from Surah An-Naml, the 14th verse. لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Once the truth came to them. لَمَّا هُنَا بِمَعْنِ حِينَ. It means heen, when it came. فَهِيَ ظَرْفٌ وَلَيْسَتْ حَرْفًا. And it is a ظَرْف, and it's not a harf. Basically, we can say it's a noun, not a preposition, since all words are either nouns, verbs, or prepositions in the Arabic language. فَهُمْ فِي أَمْنٍ مَرِيجٍ. As a result of them rejecting the truth, Allah mentions here with a fa, فَهُمْ. So as a result, then they are, فَهُمْ فِي أَمْنٍ مَرِيجٍ, in an affair that is confusing. They are confused. They are stumbling about in confusion. الْفَاءُ هُنَا لِلْتَعْقِيبِ وَالسَّبَبِيَّ. The fa, فَهُمْ, it's for ta'aqib. Ta'aqib means it comes next. After that, after their juhud, after their disbelief and their rejection, فَهُمْ, then after that they, and for sababiyya as well. Not after it only, just in chronological order, but after it and as a result of it. So they had disbelieved in the truth when it came to them. So as a result, right after that, هُمْ فِي أَمْنٍ مَرِيجٍ. They are in a state of confusion. وَالْمَعْنَى فَهُمْ لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ فِي أَمْنٍ مَرِيجٍ. Once they disbelieved in the truth, they became in a state of مريج. أي مختلط. اختلط عليهم الأمر والعياذ بالله. They became confused, in a state of confusion, and Allah's refuge is sought. وَهَذَا كَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. And this is like the statement of Allah the Most High. وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And we turn about their chests and their eyesight as they had not believed in it from the very first time. كَمَا here. The كَمَا is not as if. It's not as if here. كَمَا, as the Shaykh explains, يَعْنِي لِأَنَّهُمْ. Because they didn't believe in it from the very first time. From Surah Al-An'am, the 110th verse. يعني لأنهم لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة. That Allah Ta'ala had deviated their hearts, sent their hearts astray, and their eyesight, because of their disbelief from the very first instance. أيوة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. Where's that in your printing? ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. That's the completion of that verse from Surah Al-An'am. It's not in your printed volume. صحيحه أضيفه. Add it. Because Al-Asal, it's on the recorded original class of the Shaykh. And for some reason, they changed it into what? ظلوا في طغيانهم يعمهون, which is not an ayah, and they didn't recognize it as an ayah. But the Shaykh completed the ayah. He said, وَنَذَرُهُمْ, and they put وَظَلُّوا when they did the transcription. So change وَظَلُّوا into وَنَذَرَهُمْ, and then put the قَوْسَيْن جَمِيلَتَيْن around it. Put the two brackets around it for the Quranic ayah. Fix the book. Anyone get the idea? وَنَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. That's the end of the verse, the 110th verse of Surah Al-An'am. هَؤُلَاءِ لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا صَارُوا فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٍ. Such people, once they disbelieved, then they became in a state of confusion. التبس عليهم الأمر. The affair became very confused to them. وترددوا في أمرهم. And they wavered in doubt about their affair. وهكذا. Here's the lesson to be gained from this. وهكذا. Just like this. كل إنسان. And every single person. يرد الحق أول مرة. A person who, when the truth comes to him, if he initially rejects it, then that's going to be his state. He's going to be in a state of confusion in his religion. If he doesn't train himself and condition himself, that when the truth comes to him, and it's not something he knew, or it's in opposition to what he knew, that he'd be ready for al-qabul wal-inqiyad. He'd be ready for acceptance and compliance with it. That must be there. Otherwise, a person is only increased in confusion and fitna. فَلْيَعْلَمْ. So let a person know. أنه سيبتلى بالشك والريب. That if a person does this, he rejects the truth when it first comes to him, then he's going to be put to trial with doubts and wavering. في قبول الحق في المستقبل. That this is how he's going to be tried with matters in the future. When the truth comes to him, he's going to be doubtful and confused about the truth. ولهذا يجب علينا من حين أن نسمع أن هذا الشيء حق. So based on this, it's an obligation on us that as soon as we hear something that is from the truth, and نقول, and we say about it, immediately what? سمعنا وأطاعنا. We have heard and we apply it. We obey, we conform, we submit to it. خلافا, in opposition to لبعض الناس الآن, to some people in today's time. تقول, you say to them, أمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا. You tell him, Allah has ordered such and such. فيقول الأمر للوجوب أم للاستحباب. He says in response, this order, is it absolutely that I must do it, or is it just a recommendation? سبحان الله, exalted be Allah. افعل ما أمرك به سواء على الوجوب أو على الاستحباب. The Shaykh says, exalted be Allah, do what Allah tells you. Do what He orders you to do, whether it is because it's a recommendation or whether it is an obligation. لأن معنى قوله هل هو للوجوب أو للاستحباب. Because the real meaning of a person's question, is this an obligation or just a recommendation? معناه إذا كان للاستحباب. The meaning is usually, if it's a recommendation, فأنا في حل منه. I have no need for it. I'm free. I don't have to do it. وَإِذَا كَانَ لِلْوُجُوبِ فَعَلْتُهُ. If it's an obligation, then I'll do it. وَهَذَا خَطَأ. This is erroneous. This is a problematic approach to Islam. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ. Instead, say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. As soon as it comes to you, we've heard, we have obeyed. ثُمَّ إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْمُخَالَفَةِ. Then if some kind of violation happens after that, you fell short, you didn't complete it, you didn't do it. فَحِينَئِذٍ رُبَّمَا يَكُونَ السُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ. In such a case, then maybe the question about, is it for an obligation or is it just recommended? رُبَّمَا يَكُونُ وَجِيهًا. Maybe that kind of question would be appropriate and beneficial as a question. Amma qablu fala. As for before that thing happens, then no. The Shaykh adds, وَقَدْ يَقُولُ قَائِلٌ. Here's another scenario. A person might say, أَنَا أَسْأَلُ هَلْ هُوَ وَاجِبٌ أَوْ مُسْتَحَبٌ. I'm asking if it's an obligation or just a recommendation. لِأَنَّ هُنَاكَ فَرْقًا بَيْنَ الْوَاجِبِ وَالْمُسْتَحَبُ. Because there's a difference between an obligatory matter and a recommended matter. وَالْوَاجِبُ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The obligation is more beloved to Allah. فَأَنَا أَفْعَلُهُ مِنْ أَجْلِ إِذَا اَعْتَقَدْتُ أَنَّهُ وَاجِبٌ أُثَابُ عَلَيْهِ ثَوَابَ وَاجِبٍ. I ask if it's an obligation or a recommendation. So if I find out it's an obligation, then I will inwardly confirm, or I will believe when I do it, that it's an obligation, and I'm going to get the reward for the fulfillment of an obligation. وَإِذَا اَعْتَقَدْتُ أَنَّهُ سُنَّةٌ. And if I understand it to be, and believe it to be a sunnah, meaning a recommended sunnah, أُثَابُ عَلَيْهِ ثَوَابَ sunnah, then I would get a reward for fulfilling it, the reward that goes with fulfilling a recommended sunnah. قُلْنَا. The Shaykh says in response to this type of approach, نعم, okay, هَذَا طَيِّب, this is a good thing, لَكِنَّ ثَوَابَ انْقِيَادِكَ لِلْحَقِّ لِأَوَّلِ مَرَّةِ. However, you getting the reward of just submitting to and complying with the truth from the very first instance, وَبِكُلِّ سُهُولَةٍ, with every bit of ease and tranquility, وَبِدُونِ سُؤَالٍ, and without asking, أَفْضَلٍ, it's more virtuous, مِنْ كَوْنِكَ تَعْتَقِدُ وَاجِبًا أَوْ مُسْتَحَبًا, than you finding out to be sure, certain, if this order is absolute or just for a recommendation. وَإِذَا كَانَ اللَّهُ قَدْ أَوْجَبَهُ عَلَيْكَ. And if Allah had made it an obligation in reality upon you, أَثَّابَكَ ثَوَابَ الْوَاجِبِ, then you would get the reward of the fulfillment of an obligation. وَإِن كُنْتَ لَا تَدْرِي. If you didn't know which category it's in, فَالْإِنْقِيَادُ وَتَمَامُ الْإِنْقِيَادِ أَفْضَلُ. Then complying, submitting, with a complete kind of compliance is more virtuous, بِكَثِيرٌ. Very much so, more virtuous, by many degrees, huh? مِنْ كَوْنِي أَعْتَقِدُ هَذَا وَاجِبًا أَوْ مُسْتَحَبًّا صَحِّهُ. مِنْ كَوْنِي أَلِيفُ يَاءً. مِنْ كَوْنِي, not كَوْن, أَعْتَقِد, مِنْ كَوْنِي, from me being a person, أَعْتَقِد أَنَا هَذَا وَاجِبًا أَوْ مُسْتَحَبًّا. Then me being a person who believes it as being obligatory, or he believes it as being recommended, and he bases his performance of the deed on it being in the right category, and so on. He says it's more virtuous that you just hear the order, and you submit and you do it. And you say whether it's a recommendation or whether it's an order, I do it. Not because I only do what Allah has ordered me to do, and if He has recommended something for me to do, then I refrain from doing it. It's just a sunnah. Rather, whatever Allah or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam order, I try my best to fulfill it. In that is what's called inqiyad, true compliance and submission, surrendering oneself. Then Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ. Do they not look to the heavens above them? As-sama in Arabic is a word that means كُلُّ مَا عَلَاكَ. Everything above you is as-sama. Everything above you is as-sama, just like everything below you is an ard. Everything below you is ard. That's a very basic meaning in the Arabic language for as-sama and al-ard. Everything up is as-sama, everything down is ard. And under this, tahtahu yandaraj isti'malat kathira. So many texts come with this kind of meaning. The man who complained about his grain being spoiled. He said, asabatha as-sama. The sama spoiled my grain. The sama. The sama is everything above you. Here he means al-matar, rain, spoiled my grain. So he referred to the rain as sama, because it's above him. Right? So everything above you is as-sama. Astadalla bil-ayat al-kawniyati ala sihat al-ayat al-shar'iyya. Allah here is using the proofs that are within His creation, the magnificent things in the creation that are signs for people to reflect upon. He's using those as a proof for the correctness of the ayat, the other kind of ayat, the other kind of verses, the Quranic verses, or the other kind of miraculous signs. Those are the verses of the Quran. So the correctness of the Shar'i ayah, the correctness of the verses of the Qur'an, are known by what you can see in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. والاستفهام هنا للتوبيخ. The istifham, the question here, is from the angle of being a rhetorical question that is used to blame someone. How is that? Did you ever ask a question and you mean to blame someone? Right? Didn't I tell you not to do that? When you ask this question, didn't I tell you not to do that? You're telling your child who has done something that you told him not to do and now he has harmed himself. So now when you say, didn't I tell you not to do that? Are you asking a question and seeking information from your son? Or are you using a rhetorical question to blame him? You're basically saying, I told you not to do that, and this is what you get. But you say, didn't I tell you? You're asking a question, technically. We call that the rhetorical question, that there is no response expected, and that's what Allah Ta'ala is saying here. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ Haven't they, the disbelievers, haven't they looked to the heavens above them? Haven't they done that? Allah is not waiting for an answer or for us to give Him information. He's saying, basically, shame on them for not looking and not contemplating and not reflecting. يُوَبِّخُهُمْ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ Allah blames them, rebukes them, the mighty and majestic. لِمَاذَا لَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى هَذَا Why have they not looked to this creation? لِمَاذَا لَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ Why have they not looked to the heavens? وَمَا فِيهَا مِنْ عَجَائِبِ الْقُدْرَةِ الدَّالَةِ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ قَادِرٌ Why have they not looked to the heavens to see the amazing things that show absolute masterful ability and capability, that show that Allah, the Most High, is all capable. قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ إِحْيَاءِ الْمَوْتَىٰ All capable of bringing back the dead. الَّذِي أَنْكَرَهُ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ The issue that those rejectors, those mukadhibun, those disbelievers, rejected and refused to submit to. وَقَوْلُهُ أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ The statement of Allah, have they not looked to the heavens? يَشْمَلُ نَظَرَ الْبَصَرِ Looking here, يَنْظُرُوا The nadhar is the looking of the eyes. وَنَظَرَ الْبَصِيرَ And the looking of reflection, intellectual reflection. نَظَرَ الْبَصَرَ يَكُونُ بِالْعَيْنِ Eyesight is accomplished through the usage of the eye. وَنَظَرَ الْبَصِيرَ And a person's insight, يَكُونُ بِالْقَلْبِ Is done through the heart. أَيْ أَتَفَكُّرُ Through contemplation. قَدْ يَقُولُ قَائِلٌ A person could say here, إِنَّ كَلِمَةَ فَوْقَهُمْ The word فوقهم, do they not look to the سماء فوقهم, above them? Someone could say, لا فائدة منها. There's no benefit in the one single word here, فوقهم, above them. Because everyone knows, the Shaykh says, لأن السماء معروفة أنها فوق. That the sky is above them. So why did Allah mention فوقهم? ولكن نقول, we say, however, in response, إن النص على كونها فوقهم. The textual mention of it being above them, إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ عَظَمَةِ هَذِهِ السَّمَاءِ is an indication to the greatness of this heaven or this sky that is above them. وَأَنَّهَا مَعَ عُلُوِّهَا وَارْتِفَاعِهَا And it, along with its height, its loftiness, that it's raised up high, وَسَاعَتِهَا And its expansiveness, وَعَظَمَتِهَا And its greatness, تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ كَمَالِ خَالِقِهَا وَقُدْرَتِهِ It proves the perfection of its creator and his capabilities, his unlimited, unrestricted, all-encompassing capabilities, جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ The mighty and most high. In the printed version, the transcript says, عَلَىٰ كَمَالِ خَالِقِهِ No. خَلْقِهِ خَلْقِهَا خَلْقِهِ It proves the completeness of his creation, meaning his act of creation. The meaning is not corrupt there. It's correct. However, the Shaykh said, عَلَىٰ كَمَالِ خَالِقِهَا وَقُدْرَتِهِ The completeness of its creator, the creator of the sky, and his abilities that are unhampered and unrestricted by the creation. كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا Have they not looked at the heavens above them? How we have built them. I mean, specifically, not just looking at the heavens, at the sky, but how they have been built. How Allah has constructed the skies. Banaha Allah. Allah put the skies in place. Allah built them and constructed them. Azza wa Jal bi quwwatin. The mighty and majestic, He did so with power, with strength. Wa ja'alaha qawiyya. And He made the heavens themselves strong. Faqala Jalla wa Ala. And Allah, the Mighty and Most High, said, وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. And we have built above you seven strong firmaments, or seven strong structures. From Surah An-Naba. أي قوية. شِدَادًا means قوية. Strong. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ. And the heavens, we have built them with aid. And the word aid here means biquwa, with strength. That's from Surah Al-Dhariyat, the 47th verse. Wa inna la musi'un. And verily we cause things to expand, or we bring about expansions. Not in the text. The Shaykh said it to finish the ayah. And he said it in a very low voice because it's not mahalla shahid. However, he said it. Not a big issue to excuse it here because the Shaykh didn't focus on explaining it. But it's the completion of the verse from Al-Dhariyat. وَهَذَا الْبِنَاءُ لَا نَعْلَمُ كَيْفَ بَنَاهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. This building, this construction of the heavens, we have no idea, we have no knowledge of how, meaning the details of how Allah has built it. He's the mighty and majestic. لَكِنَّنَا نَعْلَمُ. However, we do know. أَنَّهُ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّةٍ. That He created the heavens and the earth together, those two things, in 6 days. خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي أَرْبَعَةٍ. He created the earth in 4 days. وَالسَّمَاءَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. And He created the heavens in 2 days. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. As Allah, the Most High, has said, فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبَعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. And He has decreed them to be seven heavens in يومين, in 2 days, within 2 days. From Surah Fussilat, the 12th verse. وَقَوْلُهُ. And the statement of Allah, وَزَيَّنَّاهَا. Haven't they looked to the heavens above them, and how we constructed them and decorated them. وَزَيَّنَّاهَا. Gave them their zina, gave them their beauty. أَيْ حَسَّنَّا مَنْظَرَهَا. We made them beautiful things to look at. The heavens, the skies above you. Beautiful things to gaze at. بِمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهَا. Because of what Allah had created within them. مِنَ النُّجُومِ الْعَظِيمَةِ الْمُنِيرَةِ الْمُنْتَظِمَةِ فِي سَيْرِهَا. Of great stars that are blazing with light and organized in their paths of movement. وَهَذِهِ النُّجُومُ. And these stars, قال قتادته. قتادة said, قتادة ابن دعامة السدوسي from the تابعين. He said, رحمه الله, may Allah have mercy on him. وهو من أئمة التابعين. He's from the imams of the تابعين, the students of the companions. خلق الله هذه النجوم لثلاث. Allah has created these stars for 3 things. زينة للسماء. A decoration for the heavens. وَعَلَامَاتٍ يُهْتَدَى بِهَا. And navigational tools. وَرُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. And missiles to strike down the shayateen. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى فِيهَا شَيْئًا سِوَى ذَلِكَ. So whoever seeks some benefit from them other than those three, فَقَدْ أَضَاعَ نَصِيبَهُ. He's lost out his entire share. Meaning he's fallen into some kind of magic, he's disbelieved from some angle. وَتَكَلَّفَ مَا لَا عِلْمَ لَهُ بِهِ. And he has overburdened himself with what he has no knowledge of. يُشِيرُ إِلَى مَا يَنْتَحِلُهُ الْمُنَجِّمُونَ. He is indicating here what some people have taken as their religion. They religiously observe, and they are the munajjimun. The astrologists, Tanjim, the horoscope authors, the people who publish things every day, look at them. This month is Cancer, that month is Scorpio, and these kind of constellations. If you are born here, everyone born in 1 month has the same exact character. Really? Everyone born from this date to this date in a 30-day period will be the exact same person. Is that, look at the foolishness of it anyway. The publicly published horoscopes. And with that, that's the basis for 12 different futures or 12 different points of advice of how to interact with people based on your zodiac sign that you were born under. And it's all based on you are exactly like every person that was born in the same 30-day period as you. How foolish is that? You know, and people believe in it, and they have their lucky numbers that they play for lottery. Based on that, my stars tell me this, my stars tell me that. All of it is kufr, all of it is disbelief. All of it is overburdening oneself with things that he has no knowledge of. And at the end of the day, it's foolish. Whether it's idiotic messages being given to everyone born without any specific information given to any specific person. Or if a person says, no, I don't tell people's future or give them advice without reading the palms along with the horoscope, so I know specifically this person and his connection to that category of people. He may be a little more crafty, and he may appeal to people's logic a little more, that it's not this blanket future for everyone born in a 1 month period. No matter what the case, all of it is tanjim. All of it is inmun nujum, which is disbelief, astrology. Note the difference between astrology as an English term and astronomy. A lot of people don't notice the difference. Astronomy is a valuable science used to one of the three things mentioned by Qatada. Navigation is one of the benefits of astronomy. The study of the stars, based on physical study, not to tell anyone's future or anything, just to physically study the stars, that's called astronomy. And then you have astrology, is the study of the stars in a way that a person believes there's an impact in my life or in other people's lives. And so therefore, if this star is not there, or if it's moved, or such and such thing happens in the cosmos somewhere, then I am going to have a guest or not have a guest or whatever. The astrologists and what they do as a profession, as a religious dedication, من الاستدلال, that they use as a proof, بحركات هذه النجوم, the movements of these heavenly bodies, these stars, على الحوادث الأرضية, that it has some connection to events that happen on earth. حتى إنهم يبنون سعادة الشخص وشقاءه على هذه النجوم. All the way until a person uses these things to basically predict or determine a person's happiness, his success, from his misery and failure, based on the stars. Subhanallah. مثلا يقولون, for example, they say, إِذَا وُلِدَ فِي النَّجْمِ الْفُلَانِي فَهُوَ سَعِيدٌ. Whoever was born under this star, and that's a 1 month cycle of stars, فَهُوَ سَعِيدٌ, he's a person of happiness, he'll be successful. وَإِذَا وُلِدَ فِي النَّجْمِ الْفُلَانِي, and if he was born under a different constellation, فَهُوَ شَقِيٌ, then he'll be a miserable person. Subhanallah. وَهَذَا لَا أَثَرَ لَهَا, this is something that has no interaction with the creation. No interaction with the people in their lives. أعني تحركات النجوم في السماء, the movement of the constellations in the sky, ليس لها أثر, has no impact at all, فيما يحدث في الأرض, regarding things that happen on earth. ثم قال تعالى, and then Allah, the Most High, has said, وما لها من فروج, and how have they not contemplated the sky above them, how it's been built, how it's been decorated, and how there are no gaps in it. How there are no places where nothing is there. يَعْنِي لَيْسَ لِلسَّمَاءِ مِنْ فُرُوجٍ, the sky has no gaps that are void and empty. أَيْ مِنْ فُطُورٍ وَتَشَقُّقٍ, they're not split up, there aren't sections of the sky that have nothing in them. بَلْ هِيَ مَبْنِيَّةٌ مُحْكَمَةٌ قَوِيَّةٌ, instead they are what? Built firm, مُحْكَمَةٌ, built precisely, and قَوِيَّةٌ, strong. وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا, and the earth, we have stretched it out. وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِ, and we have placed therein, scattered on the earth, رَوَاسِ. These are رَاسِ خَاتِ, the big, gigantic, firmly fixed mountains. رَاسِيَات, رَوَاسِ, plural of رَاسِيَة. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ, and we have cause vegetation to come forth throughout the earth of every paired thing that is beautiful. هذه ثلاثة أمور. Here are three things. أولا, first one, الأرض, مدها الله, the earth. Allah has made it spacious. He has spread it out. Azza wa Jal, the mighty and majestic. مع أنها بالنسبة للسماء, along with how spread out the earth and how expansive, how spacious it is compared to the heavens above us. صغيرة جدا, extremely small. لكنها ممدودة للخلق. However, it is stretched out and spread out for the creation. مسطحة لهم, something that has a surface for them to live upon. Covered. كما قال تعالى, as Allah has said, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And do they not look to the earth and how it's been spread out? Al-Ghashiyah, from Surah Al-Ghashiyah, the 20th verse. ثانياً, the second thing in this verse, وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِي. And we have scattered about on the earth, رَوَاسِي, large mountains. أي جِبَالًا ثَابِتَاتٍ. صحيح. It says جِبَالٌ. وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِي. رَوَاسِيَ مَنْسُوبًا مَفْعُول. So جِبَالًا, that's what the Shaykh said. جِبَالًا, in the printed version, جِبَالٌ, or maybe جِبَالٍ, I don't know. جِبَالًا ثَابِتَاتٍ, mountains that are firm. لَا تُزَعْزِعُهَا الرِّيَاحِ فَهِيَ رَاسِيَ, another one. فَهِيَ رَاسِيَ, not قَاسِيَ, فَهِيَ رَاسِيَ. The winds do not cause the mountains to shake and be shifted from their places. Right? هِيَ رَاسِيَ, they are firmly fixed in their places. The strongest of wind compared to a mountain. You know, hurricane, tornado, things like this. But a mountain is there. It's not going to knock the mountain over, subhanAllah. The mountains are firm and can take all of that by the permission of Allah. وَكَذَلِكَ أَيْضًا مُرْسِيَّةً. صحيح. Again. What does it say? تُرْسِي. أيوه. مُرْسِيَةٌ لِلْأَرْضِ. Not only are these mountains firmly fixed themselves, unbudgeable, unmovable, but they themselves give stability to the earth, like pegs. Like pegs that keep the earth in place. SubhanAllah. ثالثاً, the third thing mentioned in this passage, وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. And we have brought forth vegetation upon the earth of every paired thing of beauty. أي مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ سَارٍ لِنَاظِرِهِ. Every paired thing that is beautiful to the one who looks at it. وَالْمُرَادُ بِالزَّوْجِ هُنَا الصنف. The intended meaning of the word zawj, paired thing, is a sinf. Categorized things into categories. Things that are from a certain type, from a certain sinf. If you saw a white flower with a yellow center here, and then some in a bunch of red flowers, then you saw another white flower with a yellow center, just like the first one, you would say zawjani. These are two from the same type, like husband and wife, or like a pair. Then if you saw a third one and a fourth one, you would say azwaj. They are all from sinfun wahid, all from one species of flower. يعني أن ما ينبت في الأرض أصناف متعددة متنوعة. The things that grow as vegetation on the ground, on the earth, they are categories or classes of different vegetation, of different types and of different varieties. حتى إنك ترى البقعة من الأرض وهي صغيرة. So much so that you'll see one small section of land تشتمل على أنواع من هذه الأصناف, will contain a vast array of these different types of vegetation. تختلف في ألوانها, in all different types of colors. وتختلف في أحجامها, all different types of sizes. وتختلف في ملمسها, their texture. They're different. ما بين شديدة ولينة. Some are rough and coarse, others are smooth and soft. إلى غير ذلك. And many other types of differing. من الاختلافات العظيمة. Great types of different varieties. بل إنها تختلف حتى مذاقها. بل. What's this بل for, يا نفيسو? بل إنها تختلف. أيوة. بل إنها تختلف. Is this للإضراب الانتقالي or is it for الإضراب الإبطالي انتقالي agreed إبطالي ooh alright game changer okay when you say إبطالي you mean what has been mentioned before this the Sheikh intended to strike that and to cancel it that's إبطالي يعني يبطل ما سبق. Is that what you mean? Well, or you mean يبني على ما سبق?
I don't know if it's this انتقال or
انتقال. It's انتقال. Why he's saying بل here? If we said so and so, قيل إنه كذاب. بل هو صادق. Let's make it easy, right? It's been said he lies. And now I defend him. I said بل هو صادق. This is what? إبطال. إبطال. I'm negating what's been said previously. People say he's a liar. بل هو صادق. No, he's truthful. The بل here means rather. On the contrary. On the contrary. It's the opposite. So بل here. We're moving on to more information. Building on what's past. Not negating it. It's called الإضراب الانتقالي. What our brothers have mentioned. And they've mentioned it correctly. So it's building on the اختلاف. It's already been mentioned. Even more so. You know, as if to say even more so. More so. قيل إنه كاذب بل هو كذاب It's been said he lies I say he's an audacious liar So here, even more so Just like that, even more so بل الإضراب الانتقالي We're going into more information So here he says what? تختلف وتختلف وتختلف بل إنها تختلف حتى في مذاقها بل here, even more than that, even more so They differ, these varieties of vegetation differ, even in their taste. Hatta, you're missing hatta, right? Add the hatta. That even strengthens the ibara. Take out the hatta. بَلْ إِنَّهَا تَخْتَلِفُ فِي مَذَاقِهَا It's a weak expression. He says, بَلْ إِنَّهَا تَخْتَلِفُ حَتَّى فِي مَذَاقِهَا That's a strong expression. That's what the Shaykh said. Go back to the recording. They removed the word hatta there, taking away from the strength of the expression. بَلْ إِنَّهَا تَخْتَلِفُ حَتَّى فِي مَذَاقِهَا Even in the taste, these things are different. إِذَا كَانَتْ مِنْ ذَوَاتِ الثَّمَرِ If they are fruits. Look how amazing that is. You see a banana, and you know, instinctively, that thing is green, it's not ready. That thing is yellow, it's nice. It's got little brown spots on it, it's perfect. Right? It's brown, covered in brown. It's black. Forget it, right? But look at that, how the color of one fruit, it tells you. And what's amazing for those who study biology, you study the pollination process of bees when they go to flowers. SubhanAllah, there are yellow flowers, red flowers, all of that. The flower turns color after it's been pollinated. The bee comes to it because of its color, because it needs pollination. After it's been pollinated, it's a different color. The bee stays away from it. Amazing things that are found in the vegetation that have significant meanings. It's not just a yellow flower and a red flower. It's a code of communication. It's a language of communication between a flower and a bee. Allahu Akbar, Subhanal Khalaq Al Azim. Exalted be the great, grand creator, the great one. كما قال تعالى As Allah Ta'ala has said, وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ And amongst the vegetation, we have made some more preferable than others in taste. SubhanAllah, from Surah Ar-Ra'd, the fourth verse. فَمَنِ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ Who is it that has the capability to create all of this? Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Allah, the glorified and most high. وَهَذِهِ الَّتِي And this thing that is فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ This vegetation that has every type of pear that is beautiful to look at, مَا أَنَّهَا فِي مَكَانٍ وَاحِدٍ As it is all existing, all these varieties in one place, وَتُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ And even receives water, irrigation from the same water source. وَالْأَرْضُ أَيْضًا وَاحِدًا And the earth is also one singular land that they all grow on together. All this differing that happens. Within these creations, while they have the same water source, the same ground, the same earth, the same soil, the same rain, the same situation, the same sunlight, add to that, subhanAllah. The same animals grazing on it, the same insects, the same, you know, all the same conditions. Yet look how different they are. Subhanallah. من يقدر على هذا? Who is it that creates like this? Who is it that has the capability of creating like this? Subhanallah. The seed of a tree may resemble the seed of an onion or something. You look at the seed, you may not be able to tell the difference between the two seeds. One of them has a code inside of the seed that is going to open it up by Allah's permission and make it become a tall oak tree. The other one has in it the code that is going to make it, you know, to a small vine of grapes or something. All of that is from the code that's inside of the seed. Who is it that creates like that? Allah Ta'ala alone. Al-jawabuhu Allahu Azza wa Jal. He is Allah the Mighty and Majestic. Innaka ta'ati al-arda al-mu'shiba. You come to a place on earth that is loaded with herbs and vegetation. Allati anbata Allahu Ta'ala fiha min asnaf al-nabat. That is covered, that Allah has brought out from it all different types of vegetation. Fatata'ajjabu. And you are amazed. You are astonished. Tara hadhihi mathalan zahratuha safra. You see this one, its flower is yellow. Wahadhihi bayla. And this one has a white flower. Wahadhihi banafsajiyya. This one is violet or purple. Wahadhihi munfatiha. This one's opened up. Some flowers are open wide. Munfatiha. Wa mundamma. Right? And mundamma, some flowers are closed. Look at a rose. What's a rose? A rose is pretty much closed, right? It has a little bit of openness on the top. But then you have the sunflower, wide open, spread out like that. Amazing difference between these two types of flowers, subhanAllah. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَٰلِكَ To many other types of differences. مِنَ الْآيَاتِ الْعَظِيمَ From the great signs that are within the creation. فَهَذَا أَكْبَرُ دَلِيلٍ This is from the greatest of signs, of evidences, عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَادِرٌ That Allah is fully capable, عَلَىٰ إِحْيَاءَ الْمَوْتَىٰ In bringing back the dead to life. أَلَّذِي أَنْكَرَهُ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ The issue that those rejectors have rejected, لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Rejecting it from the Messenger of Allah. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. وَقَالُوا And they said, when rejecting it, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا When we die and we have become dirt, ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ That is a return that is very difficult to accept. بعيد. فَالْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِ هَذِهِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ الْعَظِيمَةِ So the one who is capable of making all of these great things in the creation, قَادِرٌ And he is fully capable, عَلَىٰ إِحْيَاءِ الْمَوْتَى He is fully capable of bringing back the dead to life. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ And a person, it can be said, مَنِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ Who is it that has created mankind? هُوَ اللَّهُ It is Allah. وَإِعَادَةُ الْخَلْقِ أَهْوَنُ مِنْ ابْتِدَائِهِ Then the resurrection of something, bringing it back to the way it was, is easier than the action of creating it from nothing in the first place. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى Just as Allah, the Most High, has said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ He is the one who began the creation. He started it from nothing. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ Then he brings it back. وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ It is easier for him. It is easier, lighter of an affair, to bring something back that has already been created versus creating something from anew. From Surah Ar-Rum, the 27th verse. فَإِذَا كُنْتُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ If you polytheists, addressing the polytheists, the Shaykh says, if this is the case with you, تُقِرُّونَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْخَالِقِ You affirm that Allah is the creator, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَأَوْجَدَكُمْ And He's the one who created you and brought you into existence. فَلِمَاذَا تُنْكِرُونَ أَن يُعِيدَكُمُ اللَّهُ Then why is it that you reject that Allah would bring you back? مَعَ أَنَّ أَمْرَهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ Whilst a matter to him is as simple as saying be and it is. Then Allah says تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرًا تَبْصِرَة Insight, providing insight and ذِكْرًا A reminder. يعني this means أن الله تعالى حثنا على أن ننظر إلى السماء That Allah the Most High has encouraged us to look up into the heavens. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ And to look on the earth. وَمَا يَحْدُثُ فِيهِمَا تَبْصِرَةً and look at what happens on the earth and in the heavens as tabsira, as insight for you. أي لأجل التبصيرة والذكرى. From the angle of what? Gaining insight and being reminded. قال العلماء, the scholars say, والفرق بين التبصيرة والذكرى, and the distinction that is made between these two words, تبصيرة, giving you insight, and ذكرى, giving you a reminder, أن التبصيرة مستمرة, that what? Giving insight, or insight is something continual. وَذِكْرَى عِنْدَ النِّسْيَانِ, and reminders are done when there is a need, when there is forgetfulness or heedlessness. فَهَذِهِ الْآيَاتُ تُذَكِّرُكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ, these signs, they remind you when you forget. وَتُبَصِّرُكَ إِذَا جَهِلْتَ, and they give you insight if you are ignorant. وَقَدْ يُقَالُ, it could also be said here, meaning about the distinction between the two. إِنَّ الْفَرْقَ بَيْنَهُمَا, and التبصيره, the distinction made between the two, is that تبصيره, insight, في مقابل الجهل, is in opposition to ignorance. والذكره في مقابل النسيان, and the reminder is in response to forgetfulness. وقيل القولين حق صحيح. It says وقيل القولان. القولان here is مضاف إليه. وقيل القولين حق. The two statements are both true. The two positions or the two distinctions between the words, both of them have an angle of correctness. المهم, what's important here? And we're ending with this. أنك إذا نظرت إلى السماء, that if you were to look to the heavens, وإلى الأرض, reflect about what is on earth, وما فيها, and what is on it, on the earth, it says فيهما. Here the Shaykh said فيها, what is on it, on the earth. مِمَّا أَوْدَعَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, from what Allah has placed in the earth, عَزَّ وَجَلْ, the mighty and majestic, مِنَ النَّبَاتِ, of vegetation, فَإِنَّكَ سَوْفَ تُبْصِرُ بِقَلْبِكَ, if you did so, then you would have insight with your heart. وَتَذْكُرُ أَيْضًا إِذَا نَسِيتَ, and you would be reminded, or you would remember, if you were heedless and forgetful. وَلَكِنْ لِمَنْ هَذِهِ التَّبْصِرَةُ وَالذِّكْرَى, however, who is this tabsira wa dhikra for? It is for who? لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ munib. Every servant who is munib, he wants to return in repentance. لَيْسَتْ لِكُلِّ insan. This is not for each and every person. مَا أَكْثَرَ مَا يَنْظُرُ الْكُفَارُ فِي الْآيَاتِ, there are many disbelievers who are gazing at the ayat, at the signs within the heavens and on earth. They are looking and studying them, biologists and so on. وَلَكِنْ مَا تُغْنِ الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ, however, the warnings and the ayat are of no avail. عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, when it comes to a people who do not believe. إِنَّمَا الَّذِي يَنْتَفِعُ بِهَا, rather, the only ones who benefit from them, هُمْ كُلُّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ, every servant who wishes to return to Allah, looks forward to returning to Allah with repentance. أي رَجَّاعٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that he is repentive, returning back to Allah, Azza wa Jal, the mighty and majestic. And we thank Allah Ta'ala as we reach the end of our reading from this tafsir of our Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen this evening. We thank Allah Ta'ala for the great amount of good we have seen this afternoon at our masjid, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to extend it for us and to repeat it for us upon iman and righteous deeds. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. And if there is a very brief opportunity for a correction to an error I made, or a question or concern on the topic that would benefit us, then we'll entertain it at this time just before we rise and depart. InshaAllah. Muhammad. Ahsant, rujuman lishayateen, the stars being missiles to strike down the shayateen. Why is that? Ahsant, good question. In the era, the fetra between messages, before the revelation of the Quran and before the appointment of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a messenger, the shayateen had access to go high up into the heavens. And they, like the rest of the people of the earth, they knew there's something about to happen. It is now the stage is set for a prophet. And the world was expecting a prophet and revelation. The shayateen from the jinn, they knew about this and they would go up anticipating the revelation, hoping to be the first ones to witness it or see it or steal it or whatever. And they would sit up there in stations of sitting. وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ يَجِدَ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا. And we used to sit up there in the heavens, stations of sitting, hoping to hear something. But if you go up there now, when Allah wanted to reveal the Qur'an, He then made the stars to be missiles and shoot down the shayateen so they would not take, so they would not have access to them as they come down. And they were shot down. As they said, فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنِ. Whoever goes and tries to listen now, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا. He will find a fireball following him. And he blazes, shooting at him and knocking him down. A very amazing event from the unknown, from the unseen that we could not detect. It was going on in the heavens. The anticipation of the revelation to come down. So at that time, Allah Ta'ala protected the sky and began to, you know, have angels shoot down the shayateen with these missiles in the sky so as to protect the revelation. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. You can read a lot of mention of that as in Surah Al-Jinn. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.
What's the date?
The evening of the 6th of Jumada Al-Ula, 5-6. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.